thinking about the future of Earth in 1,000 years from now. And I don't feel responsible for that. This is beyond that limitation that I have. For this, burn those dividing membranes, because those are like these knots. When you lose the knots, what will happen? Huh? This is where intelligence cannot think. Honestly, think about it. If you will lose all these silly knots, then what will happen?
There'll be some connection and some beauty.
See? The self is here. Intelligence thinks about me. No, somebody will play you. You will be qualified to be given another gift, because the other one, we talked about it, and I don't know why tonight, it's coming out that the thing that we are looking for is not something we deserve. It's not something we demand. It's not something we find. It's another gift. He will choose which heart will open. He will choose which reed to play now. Do you argue with the musician who is choosing from several reeds one of them? From several flute one of them? No. You could try to be the best. Good luck. And good luck is there, because it doesn't take that much. You know what? He is a real player. He's always playing. Always. I mean, always. This is what we are. Rumi is talking about this. We say, listen. Flip. This is it. You are crying and you feel bad about your past. This is it. You're awakening. Do something about it. With this awakening, let go of the story of the past and the future of me. Let go of playing. There are only two roles that you are playing, only very amateur mind. A hero and a victim. It depends on the situation, you switch from here to there. Let go of all of this and me. Then, if you burn this out, if you succeed to burn these ties with yourself, then somebody could play you. Yes?
When thou art going about, thou art indeed wrapped in going about. When thou hast come home, thou art still with thyself. O thou whose knowledge is without knowledge of the giver of knowledge, thy repentance is worse than thy sin.
Are you listening? I said, listen carefully. The wording shows that every word will contradict the next one. Because we talked about it, didn't we? Do you remember Rumi said, let's put this intelligence aside and talk about these miracles. That's why he explained why I need the miracle. I need something that this intelligence doesn't understand. But I hope you will develop a taste for this. It will provoke a feeling in you. Because something else is there. We know the heart could be provoked. And this is it. This paragraph is it. Yes. When you're... And here he uses tawaf. And tawaf is going around the house of God. You see? All the Muslims will go and you train around that black box in Mecca, that's tawaf. You will say, you are going around yourself, silly. If you're a Muslim, you could go around that house of God, but you're going around, what is he talking about? Huh? You are thinking about yourself and turning around yourself, and you don't think about your role in turning around the center of existence. While you're doing this, you are the kofar. You are the, not the kofar. Kofar is not that bad. There is somebody worse than kofar. Who is it?
Sure.
Murtad. Murtad means a Muslim who goes kofar after being Muslim. So that's what you are, because at the beginning you were Muslim, you were like a living creature. Suddenly you're going around yourself. Listen to this. You're going around yourself to be with yourself, right? And where is home? That cube is home, remember?
Where is home?
That cube in Mika. Home is where beloved is. And what cube? We are referring to something else here. His house, remember? Which was locked inside and the Satan could not. The heart. Because that, for us, is heart. That's the meaning of heart. A good haji over there will turn around his heart. God is not in that box. That's a center out of everyone, for everyone to understand that there is another center to turn around, not turn around yourself. That's the experience. He says, listen, when you come home, then you are with yourself, because the holy part of you is in the heart, not in the brain. So when you come back from that silly turning around yourself, then you are yourself. Yes?
O thou that seekest to repent of a state that is past, say, when wilt thou repent of this repentance?
This is a very good point to make about the intelligence, really. Intelligently, you could argue about this, that whenever you look back, what do you see? Mistake and a stupidity, right? He says, okay, what about the stupidity that you have now? When are you going to look back at this and see a silly one? Are you going to stop this process? Because you always, with the improvement and increase of intelligence, the past looks stupid. But so what? Yes?
At one time, thou turnest to the sound of the treble, at another, thou dost kiss weeping and wailing. When Farouk became a reflector of mysteries, the old man's heart was awakened from within.
Means what? Who will translate this verse for me? Means, ladies and gentlemen, this was the secret. And this Farouk, you know this Farouk, what it means, Farouk? Firaq, remember the Firaq?
Oh, separation.
Separation and all that. This is the title of Umar. This one, who is the divider, did not connect the old man to the source. Do not be confused that somebody else will do it to you like that. This Farouk, like a mirror, reflected the secret to this old man. So the old man woke up, because he should do it himself. You see, we should not wait for somebody else to come and touch us and turn us around. We have to clean up ourselves to start. And the sign was here. The guy said, oh, this is it. Good. Stick to this one. Suddenly, we have another old man, completely different. Let's see how this different guy is. Remember how Rumi explained this guy? Once upon a time, there was a harp player. His music was like this. The birds will imitate him. He will be like that, he will be like that, all that, right? Now, another God.
He became without weeping